One person last week called me up saying that he's a self-made man, he's a software professional and worked hard and has made lot of money. And according to him, if I work hard, we will become successful and there is no question of God. God is not required. You work hard, you become successful. If you do not work hard, then you won't be successful. I said, okay, then why did he call me? He said, recently, he saw his father dying right in front of him. His father was talking to him. As he was talking, father's eyes rolled up and died. He said, I can't digest that one. What is that? I thought he was telling, until now, I thought everything is under control. Now I realized, seeing my father dying, things are not in our control. Things are not in our control. He was saying, what made my father to be alive? What made father to be called as dead? What is that? What is that? In the split of a second, he was gone. So, he was, now he is questioning, is anything is in our control? I was under the impression, if I am responsible for my success or failure. The responsibility, I was thinking I was responsible. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it talks about the story, like a king, he sits deep inside the chambers of the palace and rules the whole country. This jiva, soul, hidden deep within, it manages the whole life. Through that one, it is hidden deep within, it is functioning like a king. King doing all the jobs, get done. It talks about who is in the operation, who is taking the responsibility. If you ask the limbs, you have done so many things, are you responsible? Limbs would say, sorry, I am just an instrument. I did not do on my own accord. I am just an instrument. Then who is responsible? Limbs will say, go and talk to mind, mana. Go and ask the mind. Mind also will say, sorry, I am just an instrument. I was not responsible for the decision that person has made. So, ask the intellect. Go and ask the intellect. Intellect will say, sorry, that sometimes my mind is alert, sometimes not alert. It is not in my control. I am not responsible. I am not responsible. Then whom should you ask? You should ask the karma. We are acting according to our karma. The karma, because of that one I did. Go and ask the karma. Karma says, I did so many things in my day. Some things come into fruition, some doesn't come into fruition. Now, it is karma also says, the reaction, outcome of karma, it is not my hands. Karma says, I am not responsible. Who is responsible? Ask the jiva, the king sitting deep within. Ask the king. King says, sorry, I am not either responsible. I am brought into this body. I have no control which body to choose. I have no control when to leave. When I am asked to vacate, I have to vacate. I am not responsible. So in my life, that everyone, right from the king, right from the jiva, everyone says, I am not responsible. And what about then? Whom should we ask? Ask the God, the Bhagavan says, even I am not responsible. Even he says, I am not responsible. Name parthasti kaunteya trishu lokeshu vartayaha trishu lokeshu karmana nana vapta avaptavyam varta evasa karmani. Shri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I am not responsible for whether we are enjoying the happiness or suffering. Our happiness or suffering, God says, I am not responsible. I am not responsible if I am suffering. So, it is says, Nana, Shri Krishna, Name, I have nothing to do. I have nothing to do in the... your happiness or sad, I am not at all attached. I am not seeking anything out of you doing work or not doing. But still, he says, Maya adhyakshena riyate sacharacharam. In my presence, everything gets done. Everything, and my presence, everyone starts taking credit. I am responsible. Our ego says, I am responsible if I am successful, or it sulks. It's maya adhyakshena hriyate sacharacharam hetuna nena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. Since we start taking, I am responsible, because of that, this world starts moving. The action and reaction, the coming and going, birth and death is because of we are claiming that we are responsible. Yesterday in Bhagavad Gita class, I talked about earth, planet Earth is one among 3.2 trillion planets in this galaxy. 3.2 trillion. It's one among them. What about the sun? Sun is one among 200 billion stars in this Milky Way. And NASA, they are saying that this Milky Way, that type of Milky Way, according to them, there are 2 trillion Milky Ways such as that one. 2 trillion Milky Ways. So, Earth is nowhere to be seen. Sun also is nowhere to be seen. But on the other token, we are saying that I am responsible. You are nowhere, even Earth also is nowhere in the picture. Sun is now nowhere in the picture. And why do you claim you are responsible? Meditation is nothing but offloading our responsibility. We keep saying, I am responsible because of these things are happening. House is running because of me. Work is going because of me. In the scheme of things, even Earth is a washout. Sun is a washout. The sun is washout. One way, only way, is offer everything to Him. Realize that you are nowhere in the something has happened in your life, it is not your effort. It is by His karunya. Because of His grace, it has happened. Not to take responsibility for success or failure, shrug off the responsibility. Mind, meditation is nothing but the mana, managing the mind. Mana is a very beautiful word. Mana. Mana means mind. Mind is the key for success or failure. And the meditation says how to manage the mana, the reverse of mana, nama. Nama means not mine. I am not responsible. Namama means, mama means I am responsible. I am responsible in mana, nama. It is not me. Not me. I am not responsible. If things go right or wrong, I am not responsible. When you Leave that way, mind, you realize meditation is not a 10-day affair, 10 minutes an a day affair, it's a lifelong commitment, and offer, Sri Krishna says, meditation happens to you naturally, yat karoshi yad ashnashi, yajjuhoshi dadasiyatem, yat tapashyasi kaunteya, tat kurushva madarpanam. He says, meditation happens in your life when whatever you do, you are in a corporate job, you are a doctor, you are a plumber, you are a gatekeeper, owner of a company, or a householder, or you are sweeping, gardening, whatever you do, yat karoshi, whatever party you go, whatever enjoyment you have, whatever 3-course, 5-course meal you have, yad juhoshi, whatever great things you do, yad juhoshi, dadasi, whatever charity you do, not to say you did that one, dadasi yatam, whatever austerity you do, you are able to come to yoga, it is not because of your effort, divine grace. Without divine grace, how can you get up early in the morning and come for sadhana? What prompted you? It is only Hari Kripa, only by His grace you are able to do. Yat tapashyasi kaunteya, whatever you do, you offer it to me and be free. When you do that way, meditation dawns in you. Life becomes a meditation. When you, mana is not haunting, when na ma, you are not taking the ownership, then divinity manifests through you. Divine manifests through you and your life becomes a divine life. Divinity dawns in you. When you realize this one, offer everything, good or bad, to Him. For let open up yourself, let the divinity operate through you. It's the meditation message. We will continue this series and on the 10th of March, meditation retreat is there.